Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Health officials in Rhode Island are working to make vaccine distribution more equitable. They've produced outreach videos in multiple languages, lowered the age criteria in some hard-hit zip codes, and allocated doses to community health clinics. Reporter Sophia Rudin has more on what it takes to reach some of Rhode Island's most vulnerable residents.
Filiberto Paredes first heard about the coronavirus vaccines on the news.
I asked my doctor if I could get it. At first, she told me no, that I would have to wait, but I kept insisting.
He called Ana Delgado months ago.
At that point, we didn't even have the vaccine. So I said to him, we don't even have it because the front line has not even gotten it.
She's a community health advocate with the Providence Community Health Centers, where Filiberto is a patient. She put him on the clinic's list to get a vaccine. It would take three community health workers scheduling multiple rides to get him in the door. Filiberto is 76 and lives alone in Providence. In his majority Latino zip code, one in six people has tested positive for the coronavirus, and Latino Rhode Islanders have been hospitalized and killed by the virus at higher rates and at younger ages than white residents. Health officials named Filiberto's zip code as one of the priority areas for vaccine distribution. And in mid-February, the health department gave 100 doses to the Providence Community Health Centers for their patients. Chelsea DePaula manages the organization's team of community health workers.
So there were about 10 of us calling patients all day on Thursday, Friday, and then on Saturday morning as well.
Filiberto was one of the patients they called.
The social worker coordinated so I could get transportation.
At 10 a.m. on a recent Saturday, patients started showing up at the Chafee Health Center, which sits just a block away from the industrial port of Providence. Some came with walkers, others on the arm of a child or caregiver. After checking in, they took a seat in the long, windowed hallway. Nurses flitted back and forth, offering help with permission forms, answering questions, and calling patients back to the three vaccination stations. After a quick jab, the patients headed back to a waiting room where the health center's chief medical officer, Dr. Andrew Saul, was keeping watch.
How do you feel?
In the early afternoon, he got an email that mentioned that a patient was having trouble getting to the clinic. He'd missed his ride. One of the community health workers had called him to try talking him through using a map application on his phone instead. The patient was Filiberto. The doctor went to check to see he'd made it in for his appointment.
And then Dr. Saul called me and was like, Chelsea, that patient never showed up.
That's Chelsea DePaula again. She was working the phones from home. She called Filiberto back and scheduled him another ride. And she stayed on the phone with him until he got in the car.
And then Dr. Saul texted me when he got to the health center. And so he got his vaccine. He was actually the last person to get the vaccine that day. The whole staff stayed after. Like, the clinic was supposed to end at 2, and I don't think he got there till like 2:45. So like, everyone waited for him just so he could get his vaccine, and then Dr. Saul made sure that he got in the lift on the way back.
It is a marathon, not a sprint.
This is Dr. Andrew Saul. Most of PCHC's patients are low income, and over 90% identify as a racial or ethnic minority. The organization asks all patients whether they need help with food, transportation, housing, or legal aid, and they routinely provide care in a dozen languages. At this vaccination clinic, just a quarter of the patients listed their preferred language as English.
And remember, we're going for that subset of the population that has language barriers, social economic barriers, transportation barriers. These are not the people who, if they got a blast email, could show up at the convention center and participate in a mass campaign.
He says PCHC will soon be receiving vaccines directly from the federal government, part of an effort to get vaccines to low-income areas and communities of color. The organization plans to vaccinate at 6 neighborhood clinics. Medical anthropologist Monica Shockspana says tools like rides, translation, and conveniently located clinics are only part of what's needed.
There is this, you know, deficit of social trust between communities of color, or some members in communities of color, and the institutions that are meant to serve them in the middle of a pandemic. And that kind of work is different from just jabbing somebody in the arm.
In Filiberto Paredes' case, his relationship with his community health worker, Anna Delgado, goes back about 2 years. Anna says Filiberto had missed a couple doctor's appointments, so she gave him a call.
And I said to him, how about we do this? What about if you just come and you just see the doctor, and then let me sit with you, and then we can talk. Let's just talk, and then let me know what's going on.
Filiberto immigrated from the Dominican Republic, and he's worked butchering chickens and paving roads. At the time, Anna remembers, his apartment had no water.
For him to get water, he had to go kind of to the neighbor to fill a bucket of water to be able to wash his face. So he was in a really bad bind. And I said, okay, so if you don't have the basic necessity, you're not worried about the other necessities. You want to, if you can't even have water to wash your face, you think you're worrying about if you have pills in your pill box. So he had lots of needs. And we just dealt with one thing at a time.
She helped him get the water and electricity turned back on and get his finances in a better place. She regularly checks in to see how he's doing. For Filiberto, that kind of help has made a big difference.
Gracias a Dios y a ella, pues, me ha ayudado bastante. Yo diría que yo sin Ana,
she has helped me a lot. I would say without Anna Delgado, I wouldn't be anywhere. I thank God and her a lot because she really cares about me and my health.
Y por la salud mía también.
Filiberto was eager to get vaccinated, but Anna says many of her patients have been nervous about getting the shot. She finds little ways to ease their concern, sometimes by talking with a worried family member or by texting pictures of a clinic to a patient so they know what to expect. Other times, she says she'll stay on the phone with them when they arrive at an appointment to ease their worry that no one will speak Spanish.
I think the biggest barrier is time. Just giving people the time, giving them your ear, giving them the support. So it makes a difference. It makes a difference. Just a little bit more time.
For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Sophia Rudin.